Hello and welcome. February the 6th, and this is our Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Alex Lloyd. And my name is Thea Benny, and I will be assisting him today instead of Johanna Chan, who cannot be here today for one time. As every Wednesday, we hope to bring you something to inspire you to help you live your healthiest and happiest and most fulfilled life, as Dr. Alex will share from the secret spiritual laws of nature. But before we get to that, though, I want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. And since we are going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd and myself, Thea Benny, as your weekly practitioner. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concern that you may have. We also like to open this program with this quote. We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true but could never measure. As we get a better understanding of how little we know about the body, we're beginning to realize the next big frontier of medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints, it's not the chemistry of the body, it is understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel. Now, this was a quote from Dr. Oz back in November 2007, so that has been a while. The reason, though, that we bring it up is that the purpose of these calls is to provide current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical and scientific, and most of all, a spiritual perspective. So, Alex, today you're going to be talking about an interesting topic that I'm sure many people will want to hear about, the three causes of sleep issues and how to fix them. That's the most important part, yes?
Absolutely. And Thea, thank you so much for filling in. I think Johanna had jury duty today. But ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Thea is one of our two head coaches over all the other coaches. Thea and Johanna are those two. So Thea is absolutely fabulous. And thanks for helping us out today, Thea.
You're so welcome. It's a joy to be here.
All right. Three causes of sleep issues. When I came up with the name, the spiritual laws of nature, and then Joe Sugarman convinced me to start calling it the secret spiritual laws of nature because he thought it was a much better name. The reason maybe that I might agree that a lot of these are kind of secret is that they're not what most of the experts teach about these issues that we talk, these spiritual issues that we talk about. In fact, they're often paradoxical, almost the opposite of what the experts teach. And I think today's is not really an exception to that. Sleep issues are one of the biggest issues on planet Earth. According to Consumer Reports, citing various studies, 27% of all people have chronic sleep issues, meaning virtually every single night. A whopping 68% of people have regular sleep issues, but not every night. Okay? So we're talking about two-thirds of the people on planet Earth that struggle with these issues, and almost a third of the people on planet Earth who it is one of the most dominant things in their whole life that they think about and fret about and stress about virtually every single day, and most of them have tried everything, and they still have sleep problems. Now, what is the paradoxical part of this? What's the part that maybe is not what most of the experts teach? Well, for me, that's that the great majority of teaching about sleep is hormonal and environmental. Okay, so You know, make sure the room that you sleep in is dark. A cool room is better than a warm room. Do it at the same time every night. Try not to go to bed too late. Things like that. And then your glandular hormonal system, your brain chemistry is off, okay? Your hormones are off, and that's why you're having trouble sleeping. And there are some other things, too. The problem I have with that is that virtually all of it is physical. Your environment is physical. You close the drapes, you turn the air down, and hormones and chemistry in the body is physical. Well, Professor William Tiller, a dear friend of mine, Professor Emeritus, Stanford University, head of the physics department there, for years, and which is a huge deal. Stanford and Harvard go back and forth as to which one is the top university in the United States, and of course one of the top in the world as well. And Professor Taylor has written, and he told me over breakfast one day, that the unseen is always the parent of the seen in physics. The seen is never the parent of the unseen, all right? Let me say that a different way in light of what we're talking about today. The non-physical is always the source of the physical. The physical is never the source of the non-physical. It just doesn't work that way, okay? And let me give you an illustration. I came up with this years ago, and I think it illustrates it pretty well. Let's say that somehow I knew that I was going to have cancer manifest in my body in 1 year, 1 year from today. I don't know how I knew it, but God told me, or an angel told me, or a voice from somewhere, I don't know, but somehow I knew. So I made a deal with Vanderbilt Hospital here in Nashville and said, okay, I want you to do a CT scan and an MRI on me every day as part of this experiment I'm doing, and I would almost certainly have to pay for that because they would think I was nuts and not want to have anything to do with my theory. So let's say I could pay for that, which would cost a fortune, but let's say I did it anyway, just to prove a point. And so day one, CT scan, MRI, no cancer. Second month, CT scan, MRI, no cancer. Maybe blood work too. Month six, CT scan, MRI, no cancer. Month 11, CT scan, MRI, no cancer. Week 51, CT scan, MRI, no cancer. Week 52, oh, Dr. Lloyd, we need to check this out. Take a look at, see this dark spot on the kind of diagram picture of your body? And I say, yeah. Well, we need to check this out. It may not be anything, but we need to do a biopsy or something because you may have a problem there. Question, where did it come from? We've been checking everything physical every single day, and there's nothing there. And then all of a sudden, week 52, bam, here's something physical. Answer, it had to come from somewhere non-physical. There is no other possibility. And in my experience, I agree with Professor Tiller, the non-physical, or in this case, the spiritual, is always the parent of the physical. The physical is never the parent of the spiritual. Okay, so the prevailing theories about sleep, which are almost all physical, I believe are stopping short of a real solution. Okay, now I completely agree with what the experts say in one sense. Yes, there is a problem with brain chemistry. Yes, the hormones are out of whack. Yes, it's probably a good idea to shut your curtains and do all this stuff, okay? But that is not where the problem originated. And of course, to me, even before Professor Tiller ever told me that told me what he did, I already believed it, because about 3,000 years ago, a guy named Solomon, who a lot of people believe is the wisest man who ever lived on planet Earth, said this: guard your heart above everything else, for from it flows all of the issues of life. I asked three scholars who spoke fluently in the original language of that Solomon quote, and I asked them, okay, what Solomon says here, would that include cancer? Would that include diabetes? Would that include depression? Would that include relationship problems? Would that include your work and finances and career? And in light of what we're talking about today, would that include sleep issues? All three of them independently came back to me and said it would include any problem you could name. Solomon is saying the source of it is the spiritual heart, whatever that is. And that was a turning point for me, because I was searching for a solution to my wife's depression, which, by the way, included big-time sleep issues, and nothing was helping. She tried all the drugs. She tried counseling, therapy, everything, and she was always still severely, clinically, at times suicidally depressed. Well, we started working on her spiritual issues with the discovery of the healing codes, and in 45 minutes, her depression was gone. In 3 weeks, it was gone and never came back again. And that's been over 17 years now. Okay, so all of that is sort of to lay a foundation. Now, let's get to sleep. So what are the spiritual issues that could be underlying sleep problems, that could be causing the brain chemistry to be out of whack, messing up your hormones, causing you not to be able to sleep if there's a little bit of light in the room, causing you to not be able to sleep if it's a degree or two warmer, or if there's a noise outside or not, when you should be able to sleep even with all those things, all right? Well, I think there's three big ones. I could probably come up with 20. But I think there's three big ones. Here they are. Number one, guilt. You know the old expression about sleeping good and someone naturally having really good health? There's an expression that they have a clean conscience. Well, you know what? That's one of those old expressions that I think has a lot of truth to it. Because I found a guilty mind, a guilty heart, a guilty conscience is one of the biggest factors in sleep, okay? But very often it's needless guilt. It's false guilt, which is the case with my beautiful, wonderful wife, Hope, okay? We went on vacation to Mexico one time, and we took each other through a process that I call reverse hypnosis, and it's free to our All Access subscribers, and I think it's fabulous, way better than normal hypnosis, and I've seen miracle after miracle from it. Well, part of that was sharing with each other the worst things that we had ever done in our life. Now, it's amazing to me we'd never talked about that before we got married, because we talked about almost everything else, but for whatever reason, we hadn't. But that time in Mexico, we did, okay? And when Hope told me the worst thing that she had ever done in her life, and before she could even say it, her body language and all was like, she was absolutely terrified to tell me this, and told me later, I wasn't even sure if you would love me anymore. I wasn't even sure if you'd want to be married to me anymore if I told you this, okay? And I was like, oh, my goodness. What have I gotten myself into with this woman? Is she a closet serial killer or something, you know? Well, then she told me what it was, and my jaw just dropped, and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. That's the worst thing you have ever done? I mean, I've got 500 things worse than that. But that one thing to her gave her a feeling of guilt and shame and low self-worth and rejection her entire life from the time she did it, which was about 10 years old. And what she did was she took a little bitty brown paper bag from a hardware store. And by the time she got out of the store, she was racked with guilt, goes back in, confesses it, gives the bag back. The guy says, honey, these are free. You can have as many as you want. Okay? That was the worst thing she ever did in her life. Okay? So how come she felt guilt over that? I wouldn't have given that a second thought if I had done it, I don't think. Because her benchmark was perfect. Okay? Now, maybe there's real stuff that you should feel guilty about because you haven't made it right with God, or you haven't made it right with that person. There's no substitute to doing that. You need to do that, okay? But hopes, and many of my clients, it's false guilt based on a wrong understanding of having to be perfect or near perfect in order to be okay as a person, okay? So number one is guilt. And by the way, that is focused in the past, which is important because the only place you can be truly at peace and balance and equilibrium is in the present, in love and truth. Okay, so guilt is in the past. Number two is excitement. Now, excitement can be a wonderful thing, all right? I'm looking forward to going to Disney World when I was a little kid. I'm looking forward to marrying the love of my life tomorrow night in 1986 before I married Hope. Excitement can be a wonderful thing if we don't go too far with it. And how do we go too far with excitement? We go too far with excitement when it robs us of today. When all of our energy and all of our expectations, which Dr. Dan Gilbert at Harvard said are a happiness killer because they put us into immediate chronic stress, okay? So guilt stresses us because we believe this lie about ourselves, or we believe the truth that we've not made something right that we need to make right, okay? But that's in the past and spikes our stress. Excitement is focused on the future and spikes our stress if we do it to the degree that it robs us of now. Now, if you can stay in the present and enjoy this time and this day, but still be excited about tomorrow or next month or next year, then I think you'll find it will not rob you of your sleep. It won't spike your stress, okay? The third one is the feeling that there is a missing piece to something in my life right now, okay? And this could be anything. It could be that I know I'm not doing something I need to be doing and should be doing based on my belief system. That would be a missing piece. It could be that I am doing something like a habit or an addiction that I believe is wrong that violates my belief system, but I can't stop doing it, whether it's eating, whether it's internet porn, whether it's not being kinder to my children or my spouse, not being honest, whatever, okay? Or it could be unknown, just a feeling that something's missing. And I don't know what it is, but something's missing. And I would posit to you today that very often that something's missing thing is a wonderful thing if you act on it. Well, how do you act on it? You find out what's missing. Okay? You pray. You explore. You take one of our heart issues finder or the X factor test to see, okay, what area of my life is struggling the most? That's probably where that missing piece is. Okay? You go talk to a trusted friend who'll listen to you and give you honest feedback. Okay, you soul search, you whatever you need to do. I really believe for me, this is seeking God and saying, okay, I have committed my life to you. I've given my life to you. I feel like something's missing. Please help me find out what that is. And I'm not going to stop until I feel like I've found it. So in a week, if I haven't figured it out, I'm not just going to repress it and lock it in a closet in my heart because it's going to create even more stress that way. I'm going to keep searching, keep talking, keep. There's a wonderful ancient manuscript also written by Solomon that talks about wise people are always open to new ideas. In fact, they search for them. Okay, well, I'm not going to quit searching until I find that missing piece. I'm not just going to resign myself to a life where I know in my heart something's not completely right. I'm going to find it and as best I can live what I believe. Okay, so guilt is in the past. Excitement is in the future. The missing piece is typically both. It can be past and future. It may be a false missing piece. You may be comparing yourself to other people and saying, how come I don't have as much as they have? How come they seem happier than I do? How come? Well, that's a false missing piece, all right? You need to quit comparing yourself. It may be based on expectations, which are the happiness killer. I really want a new boat, and I'm not getting it, so I don't feel like I'll ever be at peace until I'm able to get that boat I want. Let me tell you, that boat is not going to make you happy. That's not going to fill that missing piece place. That is a false manifestation of that missing piece thing. But sometimes it's absolutely real, and it's spiritual, and it's something we need to keep seeking until we find it, and then as best we can, live it. Okay. Now, I would also recommend, you know, close the curtains, get the room cool, drink water, you know, see if you can balance your hormones with therapy or vitamins and minerals and stuff like that. That's all great stuff. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just saying that if you only do that, you're going to be doing it for the rest of your life probably. And it may get worse and worse and worse. If you find and fix the spiritual source, then you're probably going to sleep pretty good the rest of your life unless one of these comes up again. Okay. Probably the number one thing I would say as far as what to actually start doing tonight to make this better is to turn the negative thoughts and feelings into a prayer. I started playing with this myself at least 2 decades ago and started recommending it to my clients probably at least 10 or 12 years ago. And it has been one of the best things I've ever recommended to my clients based on their feedback, okay? Maybe what you're thinking and feeling is cursing because you're so unhappy. That's fine. Curse in a prayer to God, all right? It's not like he doesn't know what you're thinking anyway, all right? So just whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling, say it in a prayer and then ask for help and ask for guidance, okay? So never let those negative thoughts about sleep, about guilt, about undue excitement that has turned into expectation about the missing piece. Don't ever let those negative thoughts just be negative thoughts. Grab hold of them and turn them into a prayer and ask for help and guidance. Okay? I think you might be surprised what happens from that. Okay? And if that takes 60 seconds, then it's a 60-second prayer. If it takes 3 hours, then it's a 3-hour prayer. And I'll tell you this, it'll be hard at first because you're probably having so many negative thoughts and feelings that you find yourself having to do this almost constantly. It will go way, way down if you are consistent with it. There'll come a point where it's almost like your heart says, okay, we get it. Whatever negative we send you, you're going to turn into a prayer, so we're going to stop sending it. All right, we get it, you win. All right? Now, for some people, that's a day. For some, it's a week. For some, it's 40 days. It's usually not ever more than 40 days, okay? But I would highly recommend that, okay? And then, of course, yes, of course, use Trilogy memory engineering to come at those underlying memories and programming from a very different angle, but both in harmony, both very powerful, to heal those source memories where those feelings of guilt and expectation and the missing piece come from in the first place. Those are the issues of the heart, I believe, that Solomon was talking about. Now, again, if you need to make something right with God or another person, there's no substitute for that. You've got to do that. But outside of that, I think what we've talked about today can help you a great deal. That's what I've witnessed over a number of years. So, if you're one of the 1 in 3 that have chronic sleep problems, if you're one of the 68% that have it regularly but not every night, try this. What have you got to lose? And start cleaning up that junk and getting to a place where your hormones are balanced, your brain chemistry and body chemistry is at peace. You no longer have the guilt. You no longer feel like something's missing in your life. You're no longer living by expectations, but in the present, in love, joy, and peace as best you can. And I think when you get there, especially if you need to clean up some stuff in your heart and do that, there's a really good chance you're going to start sleeping like a baby. So try it. Have a wonderful, blessed day. That's it for me, Thea.
Wow, thank you so much, Alex. I'm sure that a lot of people can relate to that, and it is really worth trying it. You have nothing to lose. Okay, so this call is being recorded, and if you want to be able to listen to this again and to other calls that we've done in the past, each of those is recorded, and they will be available to you in several different places. You can go to iTunes if you look for Whole Life Healing. You can go on to Podbean, Google Play, and all those places. And, of course, also in our own archive calls at thehealingcoach.com/home. You can log in there as a member and listen to the replays there. They're usually posted within 24 hours. So what we're going to do now is going to open the call if you want to get in line for a custom healing code or a custom Trilogy, if you're familiar with that. If you're not yet familiar with Trilogy, you can check it out and experience that at dralexanderloyd.com/trilogy-training. We have a special video over there where Dr. Alex is showing the general Trilogy process. He's explaining the process and demonstrating it, and you can really just you know, practice that and experience that and just follow the demonstration on the video over there and really make yourself familiar. Once you get it, it is really easy to remember and to understand. Okay. So this is now for those of you who want a custom code or a custom trilogy, whatever you prefer, whatever you're familiar with, you will have to know the hand positions, of course, of the healing codes, the healing codes one, the healing codes two, in order to be able to receive and be able to do a custom code. I will open up the line. If you want to be in line, push star 2 on your keypad, on your phone, and I will see a hand raise, and then I will open a line for a few callers, as long as we have time. And then you will let me know, what kind of code, custom healing code or custom trilogy that you would like to get. Okay. So, we have already a hand raised, and I'm going to call on the last four numbers of your phone number. That is 1374. Your line is open, and who are we speaking with?
You're speaking to Sandy. This is lovely. Thank you very much. Hi, how are you?
Like, I'm
lovely
doing...
to speak with you. Whoops, sorry. You're doing well. Good.
Okay,
I do have a trilogy. I am house sitting for a friend much longer than I thought I would be, and I'm having issues sleeping, mainly because one of the busiest train tracks in the country is right across the road, and so I find it rather noisy. So I have been doing my best to do my work to hopefully move soon. And that's my priority, to complete this house sitting very soon as possible, and move to my own place so that I can have peace and quiet. And I actually had issues with sleeping when I worked as a nurse for many years and was constantly changing shifts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I did feel as if something's missing in my life, because I'm feeling I have much to do, but it's just not happening. And it's like, let's get to the place where I can do, I'm able to do what's important to do, finish up what's here, whatever I'm doing here, although I'm meeting wonderful people, lovely people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, let's get on with life. And that's what I'm mainly interested in doing. I've been asking for assistance.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Thank you. So if you think about that issue of kind of feeling that your life is on hold, and we're being in the situation, and then even not being able to sleep, what would be the strongest negative feeling that you feel about this issue, being in this position, in this situation?
Most likely guilt.
Okay.
And a bit of anger at myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how strong would that feeling be?
Well, sometimes it's about a 7.
Okay. Sometimes so it's pretty strong. Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a lot of talking to myself to know that I came to this place in the country for some reason, and please let me do whatever I'm here to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you think about that guilt and a little bit of anger and the way that you talk to yourself, you know, the things that you're talking to yourself, thinking towards yourself, if you look back in your life, do you identify an earlier memory or an earlier period of your life that you felt in a similar way, similar kind of guilt or anger, or the way that you were treating yourself, talking to yourself?
Most likely when I was little and I said I wanted to be a doctor and was told that girls cannot be doctors, they can only be nurses, secretaries, and teachers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when you think about that, is that what do you feel then, that little child, that young child that feels There's being told that she cannot do what she wants to do, what she's dreaming of.
Sad.
Sad. Okay. So we want to address this cocktail of guilt and anger, and my life is on hold, and the sadness of not being able to pursue my dreams because I'm a girl, okay? Those things, and then maybe you will also discover the missing piece in your life, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. So you said that you're familiar with trilogy?
Yes.
Okay, so you would like a custom trilogy?
Yes, please.
Okay, wonderful. So for minute number one, the first time around, you would just go and do the tapping points as they are in the general trilogy, from top to bottom, okay? The first time around, you just do start from the eyebrows all the way to the karate chop, the side of the hand, okay?
Okay, eyebrows.
Just the whole cycle as it is in the general trilogy. Then the second time, and still in that first minute, you would go first under the nose.
Under nose,
Then you would go under the arms.
Under arms, okay.
You would go to the collarbones.
Collarbones, okay.
Under the nose again.
Okay.
To the side of the eye.
Okay.
Middle finger,
okay.
The thumb.
Thumb. Mm-hmm.
The side of the eye again.
Eye, okay.
And then you would do the 9 gauge.
What was that? The G9?
The 9G, yes, the 9G.
Okay.
That is always nice to close at first minute, the closing of the first minute with the 9G, okay?
Okay.
Then for minute number two, you would start with Adam's apple.
Adam's apple.
Yes. Then you would do left hand brainstem.
So is it both hands Adam's apple?
Both hands to the Adam's apple. Yeah, the first position. Left brainstem and your right hand under the belly button. Then both hands Adam's apple again.
Okay.
Both hands temple. And then left hand jaw, right hand temple.
Left jaw, right temple. Okay.
Okay. Then for minute number three, the first time around, you would do a complete streak. You're starting down at the base and you just go slide over your body all the way, slowly, all the way up to the top of the spine without stopping in between. Okay. The second time, you would start at the top of your head.
Then
you go down to your stomach, the midst of the stomach, the solar plexus.
Okay.
Slide up to your heart. Slide up to your forehead.
Third eye. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Then back down, slide back down to your heart again.
Okay.
And then all the way up to the top of the spine. And then the third time, you would again start at the base, then go up and stop at the heart, pause at the heart.
Okay.
Go up and stop and pause at the throat.
Up,
And then all the way up to the top of the spine, and that's it. Okay.
Wow. Thank you. Good. Thank you. How often do I do that? Is there a certain amount?
I would do this by like for 2 or 3 times a day. And I will do this for at least like a week to 10 days. Okay.
Okay,
and
great.
Then you focus on this issue and you pray for that your heart will discover, that you will be becoming aware of what the missing piece is, what it is that you really need.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Have a wonderful day. I appreciate this.
Thank you. Same to you. Bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we have another caller in the line for custom code, and the last 4 digits of your number is 9037. Your line is open, and who are we talking with?
Hi, Taya. This is April.
Hi, April. How are you?
I'm good. I would like to test for someone else, if that's all right.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jason.
Huh?
Jason.
Jason, okay.
And he also has sleep issues, insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had to guess, because just conversations that we've had,
mm-hmm.
Well, actually, he said that it started, there was a trauma, there was an accident, and there is guilt, but actually, I think it started before that, maybe a couple years before that, so I don't know if that would be considered an earlier memory, and, you know, both things contributed, but definitely the second event contributed, so that would be guilt, I think.
The guilt was before the trauma, the accident, or was it later?
That one, I don't know. I remember he said that he was feeling bad before that, very depressed.
Mm-hmm.
But then the trauma event that happened a couple of years later, then I believe that one, there is a lot of guilt, because he said that he couldn't enjoy anything or anybody, like if he starts to think about it. So I think that the emotions would be sadness, and then like an unhealthy belief, I believe. I heard yesterday, I think he believes that nothing will help. Except that he does pray, so that's good.
Yeah. Okay, so there is hopelessness as well involved in this. Okay. Okay. Okay, I would like for you to repeat after me, okay? I'm testing for Jason.
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
If you can repeat after me, I am testing for Jason.
I am testing for Jason.
Okay. I want to be happy and healthy.
I want to be happy and healthy.
Okay. And I'm ready to test truthfully.
I'm ready to test truthfully.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, so this trauma and guilt issue. If you can repeat that.
This trauma and guilt issue.
Okay. This unhealthy belief that nothing will help.
This unhealthy belief that nothing will help.
Okay. 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 Thank you. Now tell me, what is it that you're familiar with? The Custom Healing Code, Trilogy, what are you familiar with?
Trilogy and I guess, you know, pretty much anything that Trilogy.
Okay, so you know how to do Trilogy. Okay.
Yes.
Are you going to do the Trilogy for Jason, or is Jason going to do the Trilogy himself, or both?
Well, I'm definitely going to do the Trilogy, and I'm going to ask him if he will try to do this some at home.
Okay. Okay. So you're going to do it for him and maybe even encourage him to do it himself. Okay. 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 So for the first minute, you would do the general trilogy as, you know, the regular cycle for the tapping, the whole cycle through from top to bottom, okay?
Okay.
And yes, and then the second time, in the second sequence, you would start under the eye. You start tapping under the eye. Then on the chin. Then you go to the sore spot.
Okay.
Under the nipple. Then to the karate chop, the side of the hand.
Okay.
Under the nose.
Okay.
Eyebrow. Little finger, karate chop again, and then you close it off with a 9G. Okay? Then for minute number two, the healing codes, hand positions, you would start with left hand bridge, right hand Adam's apple.
Okay.
Then both hands temple.
Okay.
Then both hands, the high bridge or the prefrontal cortex on the forehead.
Okay.
Both hands Adam's apple.
Okay.
And then left hand temple, right hand Adam's apple.
Okay.
Okay, and then for minute number three, the first time you would go from, you would start at the base and slide all the way without stopping, but slowly, slowly sliding over the body all the way to the top of the spine. Okay, you can pause there just for a little bit. And then the second time you start at the base again. Then you slide up to the middle of the stomach, slide up to the forehead, slide down to the heart, back to the middle of the stomach, and then all the way up to the top of the spine. And at each of those places, you can stop for a while, pause just for a few seconds, massage it a little, and pray for that to be open and harmonized with the other centers, okay?
Okay.
Then the third time, you would start at, you would start at the forehead. Go down, you slide down to under the belly button. Then up to the throat, up to the top of the head, the crown.
Okay.
Back down to the throat again. Then you slide down to the heart, and then all the way up to the top of the spine. And that's it.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
And then, so you would do that for yourself, and the prayer that you would, of course, you know, pray that this is for Jason, and you can do the trilogy as I gave you this custom trilogy on yourself with the intention that it is for him, and then at the end you just release that healing energy to him. Okay, and okay. And pray for a change of perspective, that help, and that there is hope, and that help is possible, and that things can change, okay, and that that healing is possible, and that healing is that he deserves it. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. And have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. There is still time for someone else. If someone else wants to get in line for a custom healing code or a custom trilogy, then push star 2 on your keypad. And 8786, your line is open. And who are we talking with?
Hello, this is Beth.
Hi, Beth. How are you today?
I'm okay. I greatly appreciate this topic because it has been a challenge for me to sleep. Newer issue for me in the past few months off and on, but what happens in addition to just waking up is that I'm in a terror. My heart is racing and it just feels like, I guess what they would call traditionally a panic attack. The night before last, it was so bad. I was like, oh, do I need help? My pupils were dilated and just real dry mouth. And then again, all night last night, right when I went to bed, just fear. And then I would doze off and then it would come back up, the racing heart. So what I really desire is to not be afraid of my fear, to really be able to embrace what's coming up. And so that's my prayer.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for you. God bless. How long do you have this issue?
Started in October.
Started in October. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember anything going on specifically in that time, a little bit before, maybe even up to 2 or 3 years before that?
That's interesting. October, I guess that's when I got married a few years back, and it was a really rough, abusive situation. So there were some times I was in terror there. So that could be part of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that would be the feeling of not being safe.
Definitely. Physical safety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Emotional and mental as well.
Mm-hmm. And you said that it was also in October?
That was interesting. I had not put that month together before, but that was the month I did get married. But it was almost this year would be 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So terror, that would be the most predominant feeling that you were feeling, and of not feeling safe, especially physical safe. Okay.
Yeah. It's also feeling like am I going to have a heart attack? Am I going to have a stroke?
Yeah.
Like those sort
yes.
of paranoia going on in my
yes.
mind too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I'm testing that there is a guilt issue, maybe unconscious, that you would want to address. You want to heal that, okay? And sometimes it is interesting we said, you know, about embracing and guilt can be one of those feelings that keep us from embracing because that's what it does. That's what it does. Also, when you remember that there's such a huge fear related to guilt. Do you remember what Dr. Alex was sharing earlier that his wife Hope was so scared of telling him about the worst thing that she's ever done that maybe, you know, he would not want to stay married to her. So there's so much fear around that as well. So there is kind of a two-sided fear. So that's definitely something that we want to address in this. So let me know. Are you familiar with trilogy or
all of it? Yep.
All of it. Okay. What would you prefer? Would you prefer a custom trilogy or a custom healing code?
Trilogy.
Trilogy. Okay. So Do you have any earlier memory previous also to your marriage, okay, the one that you got into 10 years ago, of any fear or guilt that you can remember? Of feeling guilty about something and the fear of being exposed, the fear of getting punished for it. Do you remember anything earlier in your life prior to that? Maybe even really early in your life?
Early on, my dad had quite a temper, so I was very, picked up kind of those perfectionistic tendencies to not ever make him mad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we definitely want to address the fear and some kind of, identity issues that have been building up in that time about who I believe that I am. Any false beliefs about that, okay?
Absolutely, yeah, thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so if you could repeat after me, please. I want to be healthy and happy.
I want to be healthy and happy.
I'm ready to test truthfully.
I'm ready to test truthfully.
Okay, this fear and identity issue.
This fear and identity issue.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. So for your first minute trilogy, the first cycle you would do is the general, all the tapping points from top to bottom, from all the way, okay, all in the sequence of the general trilogy. Okay?
Okay.
And then the second, you would start with, a sore spot. Then the collarbone, under the arm, eyebrow, the chin, the middle finger, the little finger, under the arm again, collarbone again, the thumb, and then you would close it up with a 9G. Okay?
Okay.
And then minute number two, the first position would be left hand brainstem and the right hand, the prefrontal cortex or the high bridge. Then both hands jaw. Then left hand bridge and right hand jaw. Left hand Adam's apple, right hand temple. And then both hands under the belly button. Okay?
Okay.
And then minute number three, when you would do the midline river of energy in the energy centers, you start at the base, and the first time you just slide and stroke the whole thing, touching your body all the way, just slowly, 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 all the way up to the top of the spine without stopping. Then the second time, you start again at the base. You slide up to the throat, go down to the belly button, under the belly button. You slide up to the heart, and every time you can stop for a little bit, just pause for a few seconds and massage it a little, not the throat, I wouldn't massage it, but just hold it and just pray for the centers to be opened and harmonized. So you're at the heart now. You go to the top of the head and pause, and then you go all the way, then you go to the top of the spine. And then the third time, you go to the heart. You slide up to the forehead. You slide down to the throat. and then all the way to the top of the spine, and that's it. Okay?
Great. Thank you so much. I just want to say you nailed that identity issue, because I've been really doing a lot of deep work about being my true expression. So that is, I think, why a lot of this is coming up. So thank you. And I did want to share that in the middle of the night when the fear reached its peak, I got up, I don't know what time it was, like 2 a.m. or whatever, and did just a regular trilogy. And it really brought it down and brought my heart rate down. So just wanted to thank you and Dr. know that.
That's wonderful. Okay. So you would do this like 2 or 3 times a day, and I would do it for 2 weeks. And I would really focus on relationship with yourself, okay, with the identity issues. And I would just focus every day one of the 12 categories. Okay, while you do, and every day choose one of the 12 categories, and that you really want to heal all the issue, you know, all everything that is related to that category for this issue. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Bless you too, and have a wonderful day.
You too.
Okay, so well, this is going to be the end of the call. We are a little bit already over the top of the hour. If you want to understand more about the questions or uncertainties about doing the Healing Codes process or the Trilogy process, you have another opportunity not to receive custom codes, but to ask questions. We have every Thursday, we have a team of coaches that we rotate, and every Thursday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern Time and 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the evening, two opportunities where you can go, I mean, you can come in and call in and ask questions about how to do either one of the processes, about one of some of the products, or if you have a specific issue that you want to get have some tips about how to address, then you're most welcome to join us over there. And if you are inspired to maybe that you think, well, I could use some personal custom coaching, then I would advise you to go to our website, dralexanderloyd.com/coaching. And there is a list of all our coaches that are available to work with you on a personal basis, a one-on-one basis. And if you're specifically interested in trilogy coaching, then you would go to dralexanderloyd.com/trilogy/coaching. And there is a list of trilogy and whole life healing coaches, and you have even an opportunity there for either one-on-one trilogy coaching or group coaching. So that is something new that we have for you, some new things. So I would check that out if you're interested. Thank you for being here on this call. We really appreciate you coming here every week. And God bless. And next week, Johanna Chen hopes to be back here again. Tomorrow, Q&A calls with coaches that are available for you. So thank you for being here, and have a wonderful rest of the day. And God bless. Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.